Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. If you're listening to us live, let's take that over. If it's a little after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast, if your ear holes are sucking us in out there, if it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, wherever the hell else you can get it, and crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, in whom, I mean, in whatever, or in whomever.
In whomever.
Whatever you're doing while you're listening to us, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, pervs?
What's going on, everybody? A beautiful, lovely Friday here in Southern California. The sun is shining. Women are covering their vaginas. I don't know why. Trump's coming to California, maybe.
Everyone runs screaming.
A lot going on in the news. It's also Faithless Friday here, everybody, where we usually whip our secularism out a little bit more, get a little atheistic.
Why, Sky God? Why?
Not really as atheistic as secularistic, because, yes. You know, I mean, believe in what you want, but holy fucking balls,
keep
man.
Keep it off my lawn.
Yeah, keep it out of my hole.
I don't want to hear about it.
We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. You can communicate with us live if you're listening. Go to our Twitter freed. Go, I just heard
nearly an accident right outside the studios
at our intersection of death here, just mere feet from Crab Diving
Central.
It really
is. If you know this intersection, we don't need to give the intersection, but if you come to an intersection and they say only left hand turn or only right hand turn, do what it says.
You're right.
Gonna end up, you know,
fuck you and your laws. Too many rules, too many laws. And that's what it is here. It's people just blatantly ignore the turn only aspect of two of the four entrances to the intersection, and then they try to fly across or fly in the wrong direction. And
fuck it, baby.
Many screeches and toots of angry horns, but throughout the day, and once in a month, a dang good accident, a loud glass breaking, car spinning, ambulance calling accident.
Justice Trump, with your mothers, sisters, daughters, and aunts, these people show no respect to the stop sign.
Like tons in the news, tons of stories to get to here this lovely Friday. Let's see what's going on in the actual headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, October 14th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Did you bring condoms?
Exactly.
You better, man.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Well, I think we have two today, by the way. That of two more women.
Right.
Coming forward and claiming that Trump got gropey, got thrusty, got kissy. The kissy part is the grossest part. And that seems to be the M.O. It seems like when he was telling Billy Bush,
oh yeah, tell me about Trump. Tell me about it.
When he was telling Billy Bush,
That's his thing.
About the fact that he can get away with whatever. You just grab him in the vagina, they'll let you get away with it. But he's like, I better take a Tic Tac. Because sometimes I can't help myself. I start kissing them. And then now many of these stories are coming out where he just is doing exactly that. He's grabbing and kissing them. This one woman said, open mouth kissed. He started. He just grabbed her and started open mouth kissing her.
Blah. Nobody should have to deal with that. I mean, I mean,
thanks for the Tic Tacs at least, but holy shit.
I don't understand this blind fucking support. Some of these Trumpalos have for their sexist, gross, racist god.
Right.
What is their fucking problem? Maybe they're all those things.
So the headline over at the HuffPost says, ugh. Apprentice alum, Trump assaulted me. And great. Then beneath that, another headline, and another new accuser. He touched my vagina through my underwear, they're saying. The former apprentice,
she said, what? He touched my vagina through my underwear.
Right. That's the other one. This one, the former contestant of The Apprentice on Friday. This is the one with Gloria Allred, which is going to turn a lot of people off because she seems to some people think she's a little ambulance chasery of these high profile cases.
We'll chase this ambulance.
She has become the 11th woman to accuse Donnie of chicanery and, I don't know, Muff Diddlery.
Oh, my God.
And
he really is just heinous, man. It's just fucking gross.
They had a press conference this morning. Her name is Summer Zervos, Z-E-R-V-O-S. Okay. She described in a very emotional, I saw the press conference, very emotional. And God, the fucking, buzzards of the media.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she would start tearing up and like dab her eye, you would hear the lenses going
good.
So horrible, but yeah,
fucking good.
She described an encounter with Don. They were in a Beverly Hills hotel room. Oh, the Beverly Hills hotel is a nice,
what a great place
nice
to
place
get
here.
Molested at, you know?
Great Sunday brunch.
Yes.
A little foo-foo, but, you know, if you're into that. The, that she said that he kissed and groped her.
God.
She said they had a meeting. She was on The Apprentice, and Trump came to L.A., and she set up a meeting with him hoping to get work at his real estate company. She lived in L.A., met with him. She said she met with him during a trip to New York, though. This first time and asked about a job. Trump kissed her on the lips at the start of their meeting, she said. Quote, I was surprised, but felt that perhaps it was just his form of greeting.
Well, she's right. Apparently, from what we know of this guy.
He praised her performance on the show, mentioned that he'd be in Los Angeles soon and would be in touch. She said, as I was about to leave, he again kissed me on the lips. This made me feel nervous and embarrassed. This is not what I wanted or expected.
Nobody would want that. Nobody would want that. That gross fucking
She gave back. Him her phone number at his request. She said, I left hurriedly, called a friend who lived in New York because I was upset by the kiss. I also called my parents to let them know what had happened. So this is, you know, they keep talking about contemporaneous corroboration at the time. And several of these women are saying, I did talk to people about it. I complained about it. Talk to other friends about it.
It was documented.
And this, I think this Ms. Zervos here goes on to say that she emailed Trump something. So she may actually have proof.
Meaning
that she has brought it up before in the past.
She emailed him about this, the kissing and the whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said they got to L.A. They made this meeting. Trump called her and said, meet me for dinner. But they didn't go to a restaurant. Trump had one of his security guards escort her to a bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
What is that? Like a little area near the pool or a...
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. What do they mean? Is that a hotel room or bungalow?
It's a little separate. They have little separate buildings you can rent that are for the rich people, so you don't even have to walk down the hallway and bump into any foul normal
humans.
Oh,
how nice.
Soon after she arrived, she said that Trump, quote, came to me and started kissing me open mouth.
Oh, what?
As he was pulling me towards him.
Ah.
I walked away. I sat down on a chair. He then asked me to sit next to him. Come here. Come here, baby. Sit next to me. She said, that's not what she said. I was
that's what he said.
Up.
Yeah. Maybe.
I complied, she says. And then he grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me again very aggressively, placed his hand on my breast. She got up and walked away again, she said. He, quote, grabbed my hand, walked me into the bedroom. She walked out of the room, at which point she said that he suggested, let's lay down and watch some telly.
Who the fuck is this guy? He is a loon, man. What a...
She continues, he put me in an embrace. I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us. And I said, come on, man, get real.
He's attacking her.
He repeated my words back to me. Get real. As he began thrusting his genitals.
Oh, my God.
He tried to kiss me again with my hand still on his chest. I said, dude, you're tripping right now. He said, what do you want? And I said, I came to have dinner. He said, okay, we'll have dinner. And then she said, he paced around the room, acted like he was angry, pointed out someone had delivered a fruit basket, which she said, it just was like, oh, look how great I am. Somebody couldn't even resist sending me a fruit basket.
I've been validated. Look at this validation here. It's an apple and an arrangement of citrus in a fucking basket. I win.
But another heinous part of this
story
that she tells is, he also gave her, through this awkward dinner they had, he asked her about her mortgage. And she said she had a mortgage on her house, whatever. And he told her to default. He said, call the bank, tell them you're not paying anymore, and that you'll leave the keys on the table. And
why?
It forces the bank, because they don't want to own houses, they don't want to be in the house selling business. It forces the bank to take a much lower amount. So they'll come back to you and say, oh, look, what if we lower your.
Oh, my God.
And he said, that's what I do, but on a smaller scale.
Great. Jesus Christ.
She said he advised her to default on her home mortgage, even though the loan was in good standing. He bragged about how he was able to, quote, maneuver to get out of debt.
Jeez.
After she defaulted, she should call the bank, say she left the keys on the kitchen table and would walk away forever. That would be a mini version of what he does, she said.
What an odd date or job. Wait, it's not a date. It's supposed to be like a job interview, right?
And Trump has a long history of using the bankruptcy courts and debt defaults to get out of having to pay money he owes.
Wow. So, okay. I'm going to take you on a job interview at some isolated bungalow at a hotel. I'm going to dry hump you. You don't want that. And now I'm going to give you some weird ass real estate advice. Here's a fruit basket. It's strange. He's bizarre,
weird,
right?
Some untoward, heinous real estate advice.
God, he's fucking weird. What is wrong with him?
Go ahead and default.
You know, it just shows you that, like, the world he must have been raised in, the world he grew up in, God, it's got to be so alien to what most people are used to. That this is how you behave, or somehow he thinks this is acceptable behavior, or who the fuck is this guy?
This is a report up from the Washington Post today on another allegation.
Oh my God.
Two women coming forward today, so I guess that would make it 13.
Is anyone keeping track? Is anyone?
When I heard the tape of the bus where he's describing how he's a star and he can just pretty much do whatever he wants and they let him and, you know, he can grab him by the pussy. And
hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh, God.
I was just like, wow. That explains it. That explains what happened to me. In the early 90s, I was in New York City. And I was at a club with my friends, and I'm talking to my friend who I'm sitting to and across from on my left side. I'm very clear on this. This is the vivid part for me. So the person on my right, who unbeknownst to me at that time was Donald Trump, put their hand up my skirt. Ugh. He did touch my vagina through my underwear. Absolutely.
Whoa.
And as I pushed the hand away and I got up and I turned around and I see these eyebrows, very distinct eyebrows of Donald Trump. And I got up and I moved and I continued to talk with my friends. And they said, oh, that's Donald Trump. I was like, ew, he's gross. He just put his hand up my skirt. That's not okay. And we all sort of brushed it off and moved on.
So there you go. Kristen Anderson is her name.
Jesus Christ. No wonder this guy thinks he can just be president. He can just do whatever the fuck he wants. He does whatever he wants. He's a tyrant. Why would he think that? Who the fuck sits down next to him? She didn't even know him. How do you have somebody sit down next to you, and then the next thing you know, you're putting your hand under their skirt? I don't even understand how. I want to hear him explain this.
He lies.
It's all lies, right?
It's lamestream media that works for Hillary Clinton now.
She sounds very credible to me. This does not sound like someone who is lying.
Right.
What does she mean by the eyebrows? And I've never thought about that. He's got
those weird.
Weird, okay.
Sticking out straight eyebrows.
Jesus Christ. Damn. You know in Sons of Anarchy, do you remember that show about the motorcycles and stuff?
Sure, great show.
Wonderful show. Do you know that character they had to lop his hands off?
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Well, maybe, you know, I don't know.
The guy that jerked off too much?
I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, Trump's hands. Someone should put boxing gloves on them or something so he can't fondle people. What a fucking nightmare.
So that's the two so far today. So far today.
Is anyone keeping track? If anyone's keeping track, at Crab Diving, by the way, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Fuck yeah.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. And if you want to buy something on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Spend your money there. We get paid.
Doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
Helps us out screaming liberal right. media.
And if Donald, if you're listening, keep your hands out of people's fucking skirts. Don't you have a mother or a sister or something like that? Your daughters
can't write the kind of things they write, which are lies, lies, lies. The stories of fabrications and false. And the only thing I say is hopefully, our patriotic movement will overcome this terrible deception.
So this is all media lies. The New York Times, People, Washington Post, USA Today, every single newspaper in America, basically except Breitbart, WND, and InfoWars.
Right.
Even Fox are running these stories. And he says it's all a vast conspiracy and a lie.
Deception. I mean, what does the GOP say that have supported him up until now, or that even supports him now?
They're slithering away and in the corner and hiding.
They should be totally ashamed with themselves. That look what they did. Look
right.
God.
Because they've fired up their deplorables in their districts or states or whatever they're running for, and they realize that there's a significant percentage of deplorables that they have fed also.
God.
And they're going to be pissed off as fuck if they disavow themselves from yes. Trump. And the sane people are pissed as fuck if they say, yeah, go Trump.
Right. You know, I will say this.
It's great to watch.
It's, you know, I told you about that Facebook thread all my friends in high school are on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody pretty much has some fairly disgusting opinions about the election, except for people that were in my drama club.
Well, you said people
that they're all on the right side.
Or that moved away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You said everybody that's ringing in on the sane, on the side of sanity, are people that have moved the fuck out
yeah.
of that area and have experienced other parts of the world, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, which is, I saw that study that people more likely to vote Trump and Republican if they've never left, been outside of like 10 miles from their house, which I can't even remotely begin to fathom how you could enjoy your life never going 10 miles from your house.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess there are people
unless you
like that. I don't
New
understand.
You know, man, so if you're a woman and you're going to vote for Trump, I guess you have two choices. I guess you... God, if you're just a fucking person, you either believe the claims and you don't care, which, God, or you don't believe them. That's a choice, right?
I guess, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure these people out still.
So you can't.
You vote for this asshole.
You can't. Listen to what he says, though.
Oh.
This terrible deception. Hopefully our great movement, and there's never been anything like this in the United States, and the only way they figure they can slow it down is to come up with people that are willing to say, oh, I was with Donald Trump in 1980. I was sitting with him on an airplane. And he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after him. Believe me, she would not be my first choice that I...
Oh, damn it. I mean... What an asshole. What a fucking monster. Can you...
Believe me, she would not be my first choice that I could have.
God damn.
Listen to the people laughing.
You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
Those people that are laughing...
Fucking scumbag.
...and cheering for him...
They're horrible.
What's up with them, do you think? I mean, I...
They're frothed up. They're dumb. The Republican... trickle-down bullshit-nomics, and Democrats have enabled it for the last 40 years, have fucked them in every hole.
Yes.
While they've got evil leaders who are just out to save their own butts and enrich themselves and stay in power, who tell them exactly what they want to hear. They don't go back in their town halls and say, look, we don't have the votes to overturn Obamacare. That's just the truth. So why don't we work together and we'll try to fix it so it does as much good as it can and does as little harm as it can. But no, they go back and they tell them, that Negro shoved Obamacare up your hoo-ha.
You know, you're talking about what Obama was speaking of. But was it yesterday or day before when he scolded the Republicans? And they're like, the reason Trump is happening is because you spent the last 4 years telling everybody I'm from Kenya.
Spot on.
And all that other bullshit. You've been demonizing Obamacare and all this other crap. And now here we are. I love what he said. I love what Obama said. Like, Trump didn't build this, but he put his name on it, just like he does everything else.
It's
disgusting.
Probably blew a load on it.
Oh, God.
So that's the headlines over at the HuffPo. Let's dumb ourselves down, see what's going on over at the Drudge Repo. Oh,
fuck you. Fuck everyone.
Of course, they're worried about all these new emails that are coming out that say nothing. Fuck all.
Nothing.
The hashtag that the Russians are trending on Twitter right now is Podesta Emails 7. So they've now had 7 releases of these emails, and they've got fuck all. Fuck
Hello.
All. Fuck all. One of the reporters today was like saying, you know, we're reading these, of course. Even the sane media is reading, going through these emails because there may be something there. And this one person said, I feel skeevy because the vast majority of emails we're reading is just people just going about their day to day. You know, it's just it's regular. Hey, are you coming to the bar mitzvah this weekend kind of stuff, you know? And they're also on the right. They're just cherry picking, circling sections and saying that this is Podesta saying it when he was quoting somebody else. Or now today, the headline, I already read this one earlier. It says, emails, Obama claimed executive privilege in Hillary mess. And that's not at all true. What happened was, in these emails, when all the Hillary email drama was occurring, her staff and Podesta and her lawyer were emailing and saying, okay, we're going to send these emails that they want.
Okay.
But there are emails in here between her and the president that could fall under executive privilege, which means the president has a right to his own personal counsel kind of a thing. Like, there are things that I think they have to save them for a certain amount of years and then release them. So they can't George Bush them 22 million fucking emails. They can't do that. Like, the Bush administration did.
Are you pointing out hypocrisy? It doesn't matter.
It's worthless. Wasting my time. But like with Obama, with this, they would release them then in, 7 years or something like that. They would have to go into the presidential archives, and everybody can go through those later. But at the time, they can invoke executive privilege and say, look, you know, let's keep some things under wraps just right for a little while until I'm out of office and, you know, everything dies down. All the presidents do it. And these emails were them saying, here's one of the emails. Special category. Think we should hold emails to and from POTUS? ?
Yes.
That's the heart of his executive privilege. We could get them to ask for that. They may not care, but it seems like they will. So they're saying, look, I don't know if the president emails between him, Hillary, and the president are going to be under executive privilege, but we should figure that out and assume they're going to be. That's what it is. The headline it drudges, Obama invokes executive privilege. it's driving me fucking nuts with
unreal.
This Joseph Goebbels shit of saying, blaming the other side for what they're doing. And the right-wing media putting shit out like this and then blaming the rest of the media on the planet for oh my God, they ran a story about a woman who is claiming that the man running for president grabbed her pussy and kissed her.
It's, you know, these guys who are defending Trump and everybody that's supporting Trump, the weird thing, you don't have to. Nobody has to. I don't know why. Why do these surrogates?
Because they've demonized Hillary Clinton to the point of cartoonish superhero evil villain status.
It's Hillary derangement syndrome.
Right.
Is it kind of what Obama was talking about, like with all the people saying, hey, you know, perpetuating the lie that he's from Kenya, his birth certificate's bullshit.
Bitch McConnell, you, Paul fucking Ryan, you guys are as equally culpable for Donald J. Trump and the rise of the deplorables and whatever violence happens and whatever media people get attacked are on your white fucking heads.
What happened to when the GOP, like, you remember way back when McCain was running against Obama, and that person there, he was at a town hall and the person piped up and said something about Obama being Muslim and blah, 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 blah.
He's an Arab.
Oh, is that what the person said?
Because he's an Arab. And McCain grabbed the mic from her and said, no, I'm not going to allow that. He'd be booed out of the.
Absolutely.
Boo!
And you would not have seen that from any one of these assholes running for president.
Because they're whore cowards.
Yeah, they are. And they must be afraid of these Trumpalos, these Republicans on some levels, because they look at these people and they're like, they could take me out of office. I don't know.
So, of course, that's the headline over at Drudge Report is the emails. Let me see where.
What are you looking
at? I can't find.
Are you
looking? The two new Trump accusers on the Drudge Report.
But you know what's crazy, dude? If you bring up any of these heinous things Trump says, they will say, well, what about the horrible shit Bill Clinton did? Okay.
Here's a headline. Bill Clinton accusers fear for their lives. Jennifer Flowers says Bill paid me $200 to abort his baby. NBC is sitting on a devastating tape of Juanita Broderick. Obama battles Bill Clinton rapist protester. These are all just
but none of that, you know, it's so odd. Bill ain't running. Yes, his wife is, but none of that's, but okay, fine. Let's say all that's real. You're not going to address what's going on with Donald? I don't know. It doesn't mean you can.
I'm having a hard time. I'm reading all of the little
there's nothing on Drudge.
All of the little links on Drudge, and I can't find anything about any of this shit, except for the fact that it's allegedly coming from Carlos Slim, which is, I guess, their big bombshell evidence they have. Trump keeps saying, we have proof, we have evidence, it's going to be coming out very soon about what's happening here, and proof that these are all lies. And their quote, proof that this is all lies, is that Carlos Slim, the Mexican gazillionaire, $50 billion-ish, is a majority shareholder or major shareholder in the New York Times, who's breaking these evil stories about Donald, and he's pro-Hillary. So obviously he's instructing the New York Times to lie. This is their leap. This is the proof they have.
I mean,
this is Breitbart world. This is Info world, InfoWars world, Trump world.
So now he does this shit. And all these deplorables that worship his orange ass. God, think about the fucked up. I can't even imagine in their mind, like, how they think of women. And how they think of sexual assault. And what they think is right in their moral code. I mean, they truly are.
A pretty good idea.
Fucking deplorable.
We're finding out what they're like.
I mean, Hillary Clinton's right. Those fuckers are deplorable. And I tell you, I saw that tape. There's a Netflix trailer out for a movie. It's called The Good Old Days, and I think it compares, it just shows like all these footage from Trump rallies, and it shows footage alongside
some of the lowlights. You mean,
I mean, god, dude, it's
endless. You know, it's a 2-hour movie.
There's a clip
of 4-second bits.
There's a clip of a black woman just standing in the middle of a bunch of Trumpalos at one of these rallies. And they are attacking her. And
that was pretty early on.
To get out.
That was pretty early on. And she had her hands at her sides. She was not being violent. She was not being thuggish. All she had done was silently protested and then was being escorted out. And I think a couple of those dudes got into trouble.
Did they?
Yeah. Like one of them, I think, was whining and crying because he might have lost a job or something, because they caught him on social media pushing her as one of the white heinous fucks that pushed her.
They showed that old guy that hit the black guy.
I wonder what happened with that guy. I want to follow up on that assaulting.
He was cold cocked.
Ancient fuck who then suggested, if they keep coming, we should kill them. We should kill them. That was the quote.
The very least from your president, like, you have to come out. And if that happens at your rally, you have to come out and say, hey, listen, that's wrong. That's unacceptable. We can't have that. But we don't hear that from him. We don't hear that from him. He condones it.
The latest poll has Clinton up nationally by 7 points and climbing.
God, that's it.
It's nationally. It was almost tied a couple of weeks ago. So
that is so fucked.
Seven points is massive.
I know, but
Obama won by like 4 or 5, and it was a good victory, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
your victory.
But let's think about who he was running against. Mitt Romney, who, yes, there was that tape that came out at the thing, and he did the dog tied on top of his car, and then something else shitty, the binders full of women. Compared to Trump, that's one day. That's one day for Trump. Or a half day.
What's up? What are you looking at? You talked about this earlier, about a Howard Stern, another Howard Stern tape that is out about Trump. Goddamn Stern, man. I mean, he's been, I listened to Stern for a long time. Trump was on all the time.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're
all
both
the time.
New York socialites, you know?
You said that Trump said something about, to the effect of, crazy women or disturbed women are better in bed.
Hurt women or something.
He was
like
talking
that.
About Lindsay Lohan. when she was 18 at the time.
Good God.
Oh,
man.
Well, here we go. Here.
What a fucking
I'll bet
asshole.
Eventually you trade her in for Lindsay Lohan, this Melania.
What do you think of Lindsay Lohan now?
I think she's hot.
There's something there, right?
Yes.
But you have to like freckles. I've seen a close up of her chest.
Yes.
And a lot of freckles. Are you into freckles?
I'm not into freckles, but you know the red hair thing I like. I like her on the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, there's something cool about her.
A little Anne Margaret thing going on.
Her name is very cool too. It's a great name. You know, you need a name. I'll tell you what. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Okay.
I'd love to fuck him too. He's got a great ass, doesn't he? Great ass. Great ass.
In the fuck.
Little blowjob lips.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Call him Bill Smith.
Go ahead.
Is he a movie star?
Absolutely not.
Okay. He was born with one of the greatest names ever. You need the name. Lindsay Lohan's sort of a good name.
Yeah.
Now, does the father wreck? Does that bother you a little bit?
Well, I'm just thinking Howard Stern, man. I beat the odds with that name.
Yeah but Howard...
Oh, no, you did beat the odds.
Yes.
You really beat the odds.
Howard feels that the father being a wreck is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because first of all, if the father's a wreck like the way he is...
Right.
You imagine the sex with this troubled
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, Howard. But Howard is, however, not running for president.
No,
let's remind ourselves.
He's not going to be America's role model.
Right.
And that's what the fucking president is.
And I can't. He would not say this now.
No, it's a different time.
This is from 2000. Not that that doesn't make it right. Yeah, makes it right.
Make any of that right, but he wouldn't have said it.
But I think Howard has evolved.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine Howard.
Donald Trump has not evolved.
He would say it in a funnier way.
Yeah, yeah.
He would still say, essentially, you know, sex with the troubled
Trump would
team
still say
gay,
this.
But
Trump would fucking
Trump
still
would
say
it.
This. To a rally. He would say this at a rally.
He's probably deeply troubled and therefore great in bed.
Back in the day.
How come the deeply troubled women?
Yes.
You know, deeply, deeply troubled.
Right.
They're always the best in bed.
Because they're looking for love. They're looking for.
Oh, God. How gross.
Oh, my God.
Is that whole conversation going on?
Damn. I mean, how many more of these are we going to find out? That's fucked up. That is so. That's fucked up.
Real quickly here, I got a million stories to get through on this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Ugh, God,
and others.
That Marley Matlin thing.
That's
sucks.
The one I just opened.
God damn it! What the fuck is wrong with him?
Marley Matlin, actress, Academy Award winning actress, I believe, who is deaf, did a season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh God, she's a great actress too. God, it sucks. She fucking did that.
And now. It's come to light from people that had worked on the show and everything that in behind the scenes, Trump asked people if she was retarded. That's the word.
Yeah.
And that made fun of the way she talked.
Many times. He did it many times.
The Marley Matlin has issued a statement. She says... No, I'm sorry. Joke. Recent media reports have circulated that Donald Trump allegedly referred to me as, quote, retarded. The term is abhorrent and should never be used. The fact that we are talking about this during a very important moment in U.S. history has me upset deeply. I am deaf. There are millions of deaf and hard of hearing people like me in the United States and around the world who face discrimination and misunderstanding like this on a daily basis. It's unacceptable. I read a story not that long ago about a black man in the 40s or 50s who was in jail for 20-some years because he was deaf.
What do you mean?
And they couldn't communicate with him, so they thought he was, of course, retarded, to use that term at the time. And, you know, there's nothing scarier than a big, giant, rampaging, retarded Negro to somebody in the South.
The Marley Matlin thing is disgusting. I mean, you know, it's so weird. One side of this country, and maybe it's the majority, I feel like we're progressing and we're getting past, like, you know, marginalizing people. And sometimes I just don't feel like we're getting anywhere. And this is one of those times. It's just what he, just reading that story is disgusting. He scribbled on a piece of paper.
Is she retarded? Yeah.
A sound person. Is she retarded?
There you go. Donald Trump, it's just a Trump-tastic torrent,
a
tsunami
him, man. Fuck him.
Of Trump assholery. I might as well finish some of this. Listen to, we got Lumpy again.
Yes.
Sean Hannity.
Ugh, gross.
Really, you know, a cancerous carbuncle.
Absolutely.
Attached to a dead testicle.
Oh, yes.
From a hyena with AIDS.
Not that there's anything wrong with having AIDS. The Sean Hannity show. Listen to this fuck again. I know it'll be hard to understand him because when your tongue is skipping over the wrinklets of the orange 70-year-old man's sack,
blech.
It's really hard.
Oh my God.
To speak. But here's Hannity giving it a college or a preschool try.
You know, I could go back and tell you that the New York Times, which screwed up so badly in terms of its first hit piece, Roanne Brewer Lane and, you know, people like Carrie Prejean and others. I mean, that backfired so badly. So they've been waiting for the next opportunity. You know, as we can see from the New York Times video interview with the first Trump grope accuser, Jessica Leeds, there are a little bit of problems with her story right off the top. The biggest problem would be that Miss Leeds told the Times that she really didn't get all that upset while Trump was groping her above the waist, but when he started headed south, that made her mad. I don't know how to interpret that. And the second grope accuser, Mindy, whatever her name is, who came forward in this morning.
What do you mean you don't know how to interpret that?
There's so many things wrong with that clip. Whatever her name is, dehumanizing, not a person, blah, blah, blah. Hey, how to interpret? It's not your body, dickhead. You're not allowed to touch another person if they don't consent.
Right. She thought that's him grabbing her boob was gross, but it, apparently to her, it wasn't enough of a boundary to send her out of the cabin or get her to move uncomfortably.
Maybe she was
scared.
Which
is up to her.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
God damn it.
That's the whole point. Shut. And then if she decides that... How old is this man?
Listen, so, Sean Hannity, somebody else's body is their own fucking body, and you're not allowed right. to touch it. It's not your body, dickhead.
And she's like, I could have ignored a boob grab, but when he started to reach for my hoo-ha, that was too much. How is that not understandable?
And
she's,
you know,
got boundaries. Other people...
And I will say, I'm sure it's not like she ignored it. I'm sure she didn't like it.
Well, yeah.
And just dealt with it. And
other people don't want you touching their arms. Other people right. don't want you sneaking up and giving them back rubs. Other people don't want you... George Bush. Other right. people don't want you... I don't know. Sticking your hand in their pussy.
I just don't know. It's on. Well, we gotta.
It's a very bizarre
Hillary
time.
Clinton is going to be the first female president. And the person running against her mm-hmm. has, like, doesn't know how to treat a...
In fact, the claims by Trump accusers don't even rise to the level of the accusation of Paula Jones. Paula Jones got an $850,000 settlement.
Look at what Bill did. Look at what
so
Bill
what?
Did. Look at what Bill did. Look at what Bill did.
And in part because apparently there is a very distinguishing characteristic.
Oh, he's talking about how she identified Bill's cock, right? Remember, didn't she say there was
that.
Like a birthmark or a mole or it curved at some angle? Or she had some identifying information about Bill Clinton's cock, which then
yes
brings you to the next thing. And I think it was erect cock, which then brings you to the next
oh
thing.
God.
Does that mean that somebody has to get Bill Clinton in a courtroom and get him hard and point to it and say,
yeah.
that's the one?
Absolutely. The stenographer.
Bill's like, I'm all for that.
Hey, stenographer, we need you extra duty
yeah.
over here. God. I tell you, here's what I'll say to these fucking Trumpalos that always when you bring up a sexual allegation against fucking Trump, they say, hey, Bill Clinton, why? Okay. Let's talk about the Bill Clinton thing. Fine. But why does that discount us from discussing what is going on with Trump?
Because
right
they
now?
Say that Hillary then defended Bill.
Okay.
To the point of being profoundly cunty to the women.
And so now you're going to vote
and
for Donald Trump.
The victims. So she's apparently equally as more guilty of what she did. Defending her husband,
yeah,
albeit possibly in a not nice way, that's more guilty than, well, and plus smothering Vince Foster with her amply flapping vaginal lips. And
is that how he went?
And also personally,
yes,
ordering the hit on Benghazi.
Oh,
and
yeah,
also
yeah. Doesn't matter.
Bridgegate. she ordered those lanes closed in New Jersey.
Fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
That with these fucking Trumpalos. Trump's going
to
lose.
To Bill Clinton's private part. Apparently, he has a particular disease that results in its curvature.
Oh, God.
And apparently, Paula was able to identify that. Now, how would Paula know that if she didn't see it, if he didn't pull down his pants and expose it?
What? We don't have proof that Bill Clinton has curvy cock. There's no portrait of the Clinton schlong hanging in the East Wing right now, as it has a nice little 40-degree arc to it. There's no verification. He's talking about it like, well, how would she know that if she hasn't seen it? She's the only one saying he's got a crooked cock.
Peyronie's disease.
Right.
So, not trying to be too crude here. There's nothing remotely similar in any of the Trump accusers' claims to what Jones has experienced. And even in the case of Kathleen Willey, I mean, she's talking about a full-on groping, grabbing...
Meanwhile, this sycophant, Trump sucker had on, I think, two or three of these women last night of the Clinton accusers, because we're going to keep parade. And if Clinton did what he did, heinous, horrible, we decry that just as much.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see how that transfers to Hillary. And I don't see how her vociferous defending of her husband, regardless, it happens every day. It happens every day.
It's like, I don't understand why, because that is a thing. It makes it not right to talk about what Trump is doing. I don't know. I don't, the Trumpalos act like that zeroes it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it makes it an even playing field or some bullshit.
And then with that, with this, of course, Trump logic, Trumpian logic and GOP logic in general, the conservative logic, Trump has said about the WikiLeaks.
Yes.
We tweeted something about this. Trump said about the WikiLeaks. Well, you know, this Russia stuff, they keep saying it's Russia. There's no proof. And what does it matter? What does it matter where it came from? It's what's in the emails that matter. It's the information that's in them.
Of course it matters.
But now today he's turning around and saying the information from the New York Times doesn't matter. It's where it's from that matters.
No.
It's Carlos Sim and the New York Times. So he's the hypocrisy right there.
God.
The profound hypocrisy. It's not where it comes from. It's the information. No, wait. It is where it's come from. Don't worry about the information.
He doesn't want to be president.
They're heinous, heinous, heinous people.
He must not want to be. He didn't give a fuck.
Oh, now he's burning the whole place down.
Right. Thank you.
Fondling, kissing against her will.
Ugh.
Nothing is similar to any of the allegations made here today. She gave Jessica Leeds, gave her story to the New York Times sometime this week. Trump did nothing like that. In fact, there's a very curious aspect to Ms. Leeds' story, which the Times didn't bother to resolve. The Times did not include
Ms. Leeds is the one who was on the plane and said they were in first class.
Okay.
He got all gropey, touched her upper body, and she was like, okay, whatever. And then he started reaching for her hoo-ha, and she was like, that's it.
Right.
The detail in their print report, but in the video with Leeds that they released, she says that when Trump started groping her breast, it didn't make her all that upset. What does that mean?
That's not what she said.
And if he had stuck with the upper part of the body, I might not have gotten that upset.
That's what she said.
God.
That's different. That's different than I didn't get that upset when he touched my tit. It's after he touched my tit.
Right.
If it only been that, I might not have gotten that upset.
What does that mean?
Different.
Does that mean that she was... I don't know how to interpret that. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth here. I'm just giving you what she said. You know, I mean, does that mean it was welcome?
Boom!
Welcome.
Does that mean it was welcome?
What the fuck does he mean?
Because she didn't leap out of her seat and scream and point at him and throw her drink on him the second he touched her boob. Obviously, maybe it was welcome.
You know,
or was it unwelcome? I don't know. This
or maybe
lack of nuanced thought.
Yeah.
They can't imagine the fact that she may not have wanted to cause a scene for a boob touch, but she's willing to get up and leave and be pissed off when he starts going for her hoo-ha. Yeah. So therefore, it must have been welcome.
Sure. And he's a powerful person, you know?
Right. She didn't kick him and react and say no. So obviously she wants a couple of fingers in there.
Why is the onus on her to push him off, to cause a scene? Why is it not about what he did?
That's the
guy.
That's the
people don't understand.
There's the rub, pun intended. There's a little bit of just the pond scum on a cesspool of Sean Hannity. Just a disgusting subhuman creature trying to defend his rapey suck daddy.
Suck daddy.
We've got a quick story here. One's more of a visual. You know what? Let me do this other one first. Let's do some good news now before we lose our fucking minds. Here's good news. And some good news. out of the sovereign republic, Lone Star State of Texas, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a new poll.
Oh, wow.
That shows Donald J. Trump with 47%.
Jesus
Hillary
Christ.
Hillary Clinton with 43%.
Oh, my God.
Percent within the margin of error. So potentially statistically tied in Texas, there is a chance that Donald Trump could lose Texas.
Wow. Jeez.
Unlikely, but a possibility.
They put up a candidate that's going to lose Texas, maybe. Or it's at least they're going to make it close. Holy fuck.
GW won Texas by 22 points in 2000, 23 points in 2004. McCain won by 13 in 2008. And Mittens Romney won by 16 in 2012. That's interesting. They were more enthusiastic about Romney in 2012 than they were about McCain in 2008. That's interesting.
Maybe they were more scared of Obama.
But then it would have been higher in 2008.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I don't know.
Maybe they're more scared of more Obama.
Right.
There were some other bits in this poll that came out from the WFAA Texas Tegna survey poll or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Will warm your cockles also.
Oh, yes.
Senator Slimeball.
Oh, my gosh. Is this fucking Gohmert?
Ted Cruz.
Okay.
Of Texas. Beloved.
I could not with a goat.
Hated by everybody. And this shows it. Do you approve or disapprove? A disapprove of Senator Ted Cruz, 45% approve, 45% disapprove.
Nah.
It ain't looking good.
They hate him.
And one of the names that has been bounced around in 2 years to challenge him in a primary is none other than Twinkle Toes himself, although sadly already out of the Dancing with the Stars, right? None other than former Texas governor, Mr. Rick Perry. And
what?
Yeah, they've talked about Rick Perry that they thought that they're thinking he would be a good, if he wants to get back in, dip his toe back in.
A good legislator?
Dip his shit kicker back in.
Yeah.
That he would be on the Senate. How great some of those Senate speeches that they have in the middle of the night when no one's there. You know what I mean? They do for the YouTube crowd and
he's going to write laws.
Frightening, right?
Oh, geez.
Well, he ran Texas. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. Oh, I can't.
A couple other of these stats from this poll out of Texas. shows us, though, that Texas is still fucking Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Because
Fuck you.
Should transgender students be able to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with?
God, this question is even being asked. I mean, what the fuck are we doing?
38% say yes. 54% say no.
And get educated.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Get educated.
In the men's room.
Read a book. Go out in the world. Meet people, you fucking idiots.
Should refugees be allowed to resettle in Texas?
Oh, my God.
34% say yes. 54% say no. Keep them out. They're all terrorists.
And by the way, the refugees are like, why are you putting me in Texas? What did I do?
What did I do to you?
I just got out of Syria.
First you gas and bomb my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Then I have to hike hundreds and hundreds of miles. And everybody gets sick and gets cholera. And then we go through 2 years of vetting. 2 years of vetting.
And now they put you in like El Paso.
And
bring me back to Aleppo.
Yeah, in El Paso. It's really a horrible sentence. How important is it that a candidate release his or her tax returns?
Okay.
This one's interesting. 44% say very. 19% say somewhat. 20% say not very.
Fuck you.
15% say not at all. What's
Burn
wrong
in
with
hell,
those
motherfuckers.
People?
They shouldn't have. It ain't important what his tax return says. She didn't say not to finger me.
Imagine if Hillary Clinton had not released her tax returns.
Yeah, man. What is she hiding?
Well, what about Trump? He's under audit.
What about George Bush deleting millions of emails? Yeah. What about that?
That's about it. They got a couple other stats here of local officials, like that horrible Dan Patrick. 29% disapproval, 39% approve of him. He's that Christo fascist who is desperately leading the lawsuit against Obama with the transgender thing.
By the way, he's not the same Dan Patrick who's a commentator and writer for ESPN.
It's a different one.
I really like that Dan Patrick.
We don't want to sully that poor Dan Patrick's name.
The guy's like, damn it.
With this Christian mullah out of Texas.
You know, man, it's like some of the outrage I feel about Trump. And I guess I should direct this at the GOP is like, I don't expect the Republicans to put up a candidate that I'm going to agree with, even on maybe on any of their positions, you know, but I would expect them to put up a candidate that wants to treat people like people and doesn't fuck. I mean, when was that apprentice shit about Marley Matlin? I mean, that's his fucking show, man. That's his show.
Yeah.
And he's walking around as the boss, saying the word retarded. And so what does that tell everybody else that fucking works for him? It's fine. It's fine to marginalize Marley Matlin and not treat her like a fucking person. That's fucking deplorable and unacceptable. It's nuts.
Right.
Whatever.
We've got, on this lovely Friday, here's another little bit of good news, I guess. This is a group of students, are putting together a little uprising at Liberty University.
Oh.
They're pissed off, rightfully so, about another Trump bung sucker, Jerry Falwell Jr., who is pretty low of the low. This is the guy who gave his speech in front of all the students and basically said, I'm carrying right now. He's all Mr. Second Amendment, right?
Oh, right.
I'm never without mine.
Yeah, what would Jesus do, dickhead?
He's really packing, baby. Disgusting snake oil salesman.
What does that have to do with Christianity carrying a gun? I don't get it.
So this is a statement and a petition.
Yes.
Liberty United Against Trump. It starts off, in the months since Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsed him, Donald Trump has been inexorably associated with Liberty University.
Okay.
We are Liberty students who are disappointed with President Falwell's endorsement and are tired of being associated with one of the worst presidential candidates in American history. Donald Trump does not represent our values, and we want nothing to do with him.
Good for you guys.
A majority of Liberty students, faculty, and staff feel as we do. Donald Trump received a pitiful 90 votes from Liberty students in Virginia's primary election.
Oh, shit.
A colossal rejection of his campaign. Nevertheless, President Falwell eagerly uses his national platform to advocate for Donald Trump.
But all his students don't like him. And he's representing that university.
Right.
He's saying, my university supports Trump. Well, that's a fucking lie.
While he occasionally clarifies that supporting Trump is not the official position of Liberty University, he knows it is his title of president of the largest Christian university in the world that gives him political credentials.
Right.
They're right. The only reason you're on that stage with Trump is because you're president of fucking Liberty University, you asshole.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is interesting. Associating any politician with Christianity is damaging to the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to get a little loony here, but, you know, we understand where these kids are coming from. Donald Trump is not just any politician. He's made his name by maligning others, bragging about his sins. Not only is Donald Trump a bad candidate for president, he's actively promoting the very things that we as Christians ought to oppose. This is what we were talking about yesterday about the younger evangelicals, right?
Yeah.
Not being into this bullshit. Looking at dingleberries like Jerry Falwell Jr. and saying, Pharisee, you're a liar. You don't represent this shit.
They don't want to be seen as that. Who would?
A recently uncovered tape revealed his comments bragging about sexually assaulting women. Any faculty or staff member at Liberty would be terminated for such comments. Yet when Donald Trump makes them, President Falwell rushes eagerly to his defense, taking the name Liberty University with him. We're all sinners, Falwell told the media, as if sexual assault is a shoulder-shrugging issue rather than an atrocity which plagues college campuses across America, including our own.
Oh, my God.
This gives us hope for the future.
Yeah.
If even the what we think are deluded kids of Liberty University are, as far as the whole religion thing, are at least politically savvy enough and somewhat human, unlike your Jerry Falwell Jr.'s or any of these dominionist fucks.
You know, I didn't think about it like
supporting Trump and claim to love Jesus at the same time.
I didn't think about it like that. You know, this guy, Falwell Jr., is in charge of a college. And, you know, there's all kinds of weird sexual...
Moral majority, remember? Moral majority.
But what if there's an incident of sexual harassment on campus? Or what if there's a rape or somebody's getting groped? I mean... How do you bring that to a guy that supports a guy that brags about grabbing someone's pussy?
Right.
It's just dangerous. It's insidious.
So there you go. There's before we get into making fun of people trying to cram religion down our faces.
Oh yes.
we've got some who are less heinous than and some who apparently are pretty fucking smart and pretty spot on.
Right.
Maybe they'll, you know, I hope they're into science and shit. But
well, at least they're not into Trump.
At least they're not into pussy grabbing. I guess that's a plus.
Yes. I mean, this Trump is he's taking all these deplorables and he's just making sure they understand that you don't have to treat certain people as people because of their skin color, their orientation, or their fucking sex. That's what he's doing. He's making that all right for them. It's disgusting. Ugh.
Yesterday on the big show, go to iTunes or Stitcher or crabdiving.com and
download us.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, go to our Amazon hole and crawl through there to Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Anything you buy, we get a little commission. It helps us out here, helps defer our costs, et cetera. We don't bombard you with advertisements or anything like that, and we could use the beer money or Diet Coke money for Ryan. Yesterday we played a little bit of the mellifluous tones of Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota.
So
and Michelle Bachmann, yesterday when we were talking about her, I believe she said voting for Hillary Clinton would bring about, would lead to even more sexual assaults against women.
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. That out.
Well, her illogic is that Hillary's going to open the floodgates of evil Muslim terrorists, and all of these Syrian refugees, Ryan, every single one of them just can't wait to rape a white woman.
Oh, yes.
So, can't wait.
Oh, God.
Well, we got more. Here is Michelle Bachmann.
Is it they can't wait to rape a white woman, or is it they can't wait to eat? Which is it?
Or not be napalmed.
Yeah. Or not be in Syria.
How about not be concussed and burned and blown up and shot at?
You know what I don't understand? It's like these fucking asshole Republicans, they want to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt despite all this evidence, blah, 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 blah. But not these Syrians, not these kids.
For a year and a half, they've been giving Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt ever since Mexicans are rapists. Yeah. But some, I assume, are good people.
But God forbid these kids that are fucking dying in Syria. Fuck that. No benefit of the doubt for them.
So we talked a little bit before, and it's just getting even scarier. And yesterday's Trump speech,
yes,
even people who don't like to go all Godwin-y,
yes,
Godwin's law, and go right for the Hitler references.
Oh, of course.
We're going there after yesterday's speech. Yesterday's speech, telepromptered, we shall note.
Hello.
Terrifying as fuck. The most apocalyptic.
Yes.
If you vote for Hillary Clinton, this country will cease to exist. That's like what he said.
Right.
For one of the tiny things he said. I'm the only one who can fit. It's just like a fascist fucking checklist of shit that he came up with yesterday. And this violence that he's inciting against the media, he again today in a rally pointed to the media in the room and said, look at they're lying. Because of them, all this stuff is happening, and they're lying. All of our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. We put up stories and pictures of people from these Trump rallies who are just these white, violent, ragey.
They're scary,
old,
man.
Old, fat fucks.
Yes.
That are standing in front of the barrier, the non-barrier.
Right.
And just red with rage, Alex Jonesian rage, pointing at the media. You're lying! We're mad at you! Yeah, giving them the finger and shit like that.
Fucking ridiculous.
Katie Tour from MSNBC gave a report today, and I saw all over some other reports, too, that now when the media comes in, it's like a spectacle. They're booed, and people are thumbs down and fuck you and shit like that. How long before they start throwing shit? How long before they start roughing up the media a little bit?
I mean, you can't say like behavior like that. It's escalation, right? It's escalation toward violence.
And then in the middle of the rally, Trump points at him and says, look at them. They're liars. They're doing this. It's their fault.
At no point does anyone ever say, hey, how about a little restraint?
So in that, and then again, the other day, that idiot at that rally for Pence, which I guess rally in quotes, at that meeting for Pence.
Good God. He's an asshole, too.
She's like, if Hillary doesn't win, I'm one of these who, like many, we want a revolution. He's like, no, don't say that. And she's like, no, I'm like Trump. Remember? She said, those are her words. No, I'm like Trump.
What would the revolution be? What does your candidate stand for? To me, he stands for not treating people like people.
Yeah, and grabbing poon at every chance.
Violence and fucking violence. That's who he is.
So, and here's, with a little bit of that rhetoric, is Michelle fucking Bachmann.
Oh, God.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, why do you think the establishment hates Donald Trump so much?
I'll tell you why. It's because the establishment is all in with moving toward a one world government.
Oh, now they're starting these Alex Jones, InfoWars, WND batshittery.
Here we go.
Of they want the globalists. Alex Jones, the globalists. One world government. They want to get rid of it, and everybody's going to be goose stepping. Everybody's going to be wearing uniforms.
Does anyone ever wonder logistically how you're right over there?
Yeah.
That Alex Jones impression.
I got to warm up for the Alex Jones.
It is spot on, though. But how do they think all these conspiracy theories? How do they think the One World Order government? Who is coordinating this?
The evil UN, the Illuminati. Probably black people somehow. Oh, they'll figure out how to.
How would the infrastructure work? It would be nuts.
Oh, God. Hannity went on to make fun of that woman on the plane again.
Oh, God.
And say,
a victim.
Ha, 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 it was all right for the first 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. What a fucking piece of fucking load. Shit.
Does he have daughters?
I don't know. Does he have a wife?
Not.
Does he have
I
a mom?
Not. I hope he doesn't have daughters. Because
if you had a daughter,
what a heinous and what a horrible example to his sons that piece of shit is.
You know, I tell you what would be interesting. If you ask one of these Trumpalo deplorable types, you got a 10-year-old daughter. Would you be okay with the guy you're voting for president babysitting? Would you be okay with that? Because I sure
old?
As 10. I sure as fuck wouldn't want that perv around my kid at all.
Are tits coming in yet?
Yeah, I know. That's not a fucking unreasonable question to Gross. Ask of that guy on what we fucking know.
Right. He saw that girl and said, I'll be dating her in 10 years.
That is so, you know, that shithead Kurt Schilling, we played clips of him. Oh, that's different than saying, hey, your son's handsome. That's putting that 10-year-old in a sexual context. He's running for president.
Yeah, that's a good-looking kid isn't. Wow, that's a good-looking kid. I'm going to stick my dick in that in 10 years.
Yes, that's what he's saying. That's what your GOP nominee is saying.
Where's my assistant? Put that one in the tickler file for 2019.
Ugh.
Here's a little bit more Bachman.
Now, that sounds weird, but it's true. They believe in the idea of no borders, and what that means is everybody's incomes will go down, and we'll have a few billionaires across the world.
And
what the fuck is she talking about?
Who? I defy her to point to any of us that want one world government or want no borders.
No borders. We will all have no money.
Please, find one of us. Yes. I really want to talk to that person.
You're going to have a barcode tattooed on your forehead.
Hillary did talk about that in those speeches, didn't she?
She promised Goldman Sachs that that's what she would do.
That's not.
So these are politicians who are delivering for billionaires, and the billionaires want to have a one world economic system.
I mean, I'll agree with her on that part. But for Republicans to try to adopt this populist lefty,
it's bananas.
It's the rich. So, but she's like, but the billionaires. But you know, I think we should give them more tax breaks. So her policies are, well, the billionaires are going to take over and they want a one world government. But, you know, to get jobs, we should make sure we don't tax them at all.
God, think about me. Fucking think
She's
about
such
that
a
for
fraud.
A second. Think about
hypocrisy.
Like who the GOP is. She doesn't want to tax these rich people. But yeah, she wants to take everything out on poor people. They want. And then when they're not doing that, they're terrorizing women or minorities or people that don't have as much. They are the party of punching fucking down. It's disgusting. Ugh.
Yeah, and here's more.
A one world political system so that they get to call the shots and we lose essential freedoms that we've taken for granted for years. That's the big difference in this election. Donald Trump still believes in an old-fashioned America where we, the little people, get to vote and have our say. Hillary Clinton is completely different. She sold her soul essentially to the Goldman Sachs of the world.
So she's saying, let me translate.
Okay.
White people votes mean more than the black ones.
Oh, yes.
In the inner city.
Yeah, that's what
she's
saying.
He's going to let the little people vote. Well, vote.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're going to lose. And what's coming from your side right now is if we lose, we're going to take up arms. That's the kind of vibe that is coming from many parts of your side. And listen to what she plays right into it.
And that's who she dances to. And so that's the difference in this election. And it's almost like another revolutionary war. So it's up to people like your listeners to make sure that they.
There you go. It's almost like another revolutionary war.
She's trying to say, listen, Christian white people, you're under attack. They're under attack. And you look at these clips from these fucking rallies, and what are these white people doing? They're attacking black people. They're attacking minorities or people protesting their fucking quote-unquote movement.
Right.
They're under attack, and they're armed and all that other shit. Ridiculous.
Michelle Bachmann.
Fuck you.
Crystal Loon jumping on the, we need a revolution. We need a revolution. Treason.
Yeah, we do.
It's a little treason. Isn't it a little treasony?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
It's funny. We complain about the government, and we want to change it through democratic processes, yet we're un-American anti-constitution people. These assholes are saying that they're going to basically overthrow the evil government if they don't win because they're not getting their way.
Nobody's even talking about, it's so funny, nobody's even talking about like the difference in policy. That should be enough. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Donald's still talking. Listen to this.
What is this? Oh, Donald live?
The other day of the debate, where, by the way, I absolutely destroyed her.
What is that?
It's bad applause. Oh, okay. The whatever
feed
this is from is...
Every online poll, even Time Magazine is not exactly in love with me, but every online poll had a skill. She said... The other day, I'm standing, I told you this, but I'm standing at my podium, and she walks in front of me, right? She walks in front of me, you know? And when she walked in front of me, believe me, I wasn't impressed.
What is, I can't understand what he's saying.
When she walked in front of me, he's complaining that they... when they accused him of stalking her and standing behind her and shit at the debate... He was standing there in front of his podium and she walked in front of him. And then they moved the camera because it's a big conspiracy, you know, it's the evil lamestream media moved the camera to make it look like he was looming behind her. But the point here, he says, is she walked in front of me. And by the way, I wasn't impressed.
Oh, my God.
That's what he just said.
Donald, you're the loomer. He was the one walking around.
When she walked in front of me, believe me, I wasn't impressed.
What a fucking asshole, man.
What a sweetheart.
Jeez. You know, that really is deplorable what he said when he about the believe it was a woman on the airplane. He's like, I believe.
Look at her.
Look at her. I would never do that. God, that's the worst fucking response you could have to that. I couldn't have even dreamed that up. That's amazing. I mean, ugh.
So, he got a little anti-Semitic in yesterday's speech in Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, great.
West Palm Beach. And when he started using the dog whistles, global banking, global interest, shit like that,
globalist.
Right out of the Steve Bannon I hate the Jews.
Oh yeah,
playbook.
Sure, man.
And he said that there's a global power structure responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class.
Jeez. See, he's making everybody feel like they're disenfranchised and they're getting robbed from immigrants,
right.
From minorities.
The Washington Post noted that the speech was laced with the kind of global conspiracies and invective common with the writings of the alternative right, white nationalist activists who see Trump as their champion.
God.
The Post also said that the speech bore the imprint of Steve Bannon, Trump's CEO of the campaign and chairman of Breitbart, which he himself describes as the platform for the alt-right.
God, you know, these fucking alt-right Trump supporter dickheads, you fucking assholes, you're going to be the shills that he's going to make all this money on when he starts his media empire bullshit. You're going to pay the $10 a month. And you know what content you're going to get? You're going to get shit.
Right.
You're not going to get anything. You're going to be...
Dynasty.
He's going to take advantage of you. You're marks.
So, after this creepy fucking speech that he gave...
yesterday with the anti-Semitic undertones and the fascist overtones. I mean, not even subtle anymore. A couple of some of the more heinous white nationalists out there, Nazis.
Oh, okay.
Just outright Nazis.
Oh, awesome. We have Nazis, guys.
Loved the fuck out of it.
Oh, yes.
Over at a website called The Right Stuff.
Hi, Marks.
A white nationalist alt-right site.
Oh, how lovely.
A writer there praised the speech saying, quote, somehow Trump manages to channel Goebbels and Detroit Republicanism all at the same time. He's speaking, by the way, lavishingly and goodly.
Yummy.
About Joseph Goebbels. So he's saying a good thing that right. Trump channeled the Nazi disinformation guru. They're thrilled.
You know, that's why we make this joke. When you see a meme out there and it's comparing Hitler to a Nazi, we always say, well, I don't know the intent. Is this a pro-Trump meme or is this an anti-Trump meme? We don't know. Right?
This writer, Lawrence Murray, also wrote somehow after that about the channeling Goebbels, the speech was, quote, almost unprecedented in its militancy and vitriol for the Lügenpresse and the Brahmins.
What?
We look up Lügenpresse. This Media Matters did the work. Lügenpresse is a term the Nazis used to denigrate the media. It means lying press in German.
Nein.
And it's recently been revived by the vermin of our country.
Great. Holy shit.
He also described Trump's speech as 88% woke. 88.
Oh, God.
88 is the code for HH. It's the eighth letter of the alphabet. A lot of these Nazis get the tattoo 88. HH is Heil Hitler.
Oh, shit.
And he also said, can you picture the schwitzing that must be going on in some circles right now? I can, and it's glorious.
Oh, my fucking God.
From The Right Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday.
Wow.
Thrilled about Trump's speech.
They probably don't care about the, you know, the misogyny and the harassment and the unwanted groping and all that kind of shit.
We also have someone who is running for senator in Louisiana, David Duke.
No, shit.
On his radio station, former KKK Poobah Lizard, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Called Trump's speech maybe the strongest, most all-out speech concerning the war that is being waged against us and the war that is being waged by the oligarchs who control the international banks.
The war against
and the globalists.
The war against them. These guys are so violent. They say hateful things. Then they're off in the middle of the woods burning crosses and doing all kinds of shenanigans. And there's a war against them.
And he says,
I don't get it.
Early on, he says the oligarchs who control the international banks. Later on in his show, he drops all pretense by saying, this is David Duke, quote,
yes,
these Jewish supremacists and these Jewish radicals who have been dominating international banking, the financing of politics and leaders, bribing them in effect, the people who have controlled the media, the people who have controlled the political apparatus in so many countries, who have controlled much of the academia, much of the discourse, they're crazy. So it's the Jews. The Jews control everything, Ryan.
Oh, it's so fucking stupid. It's so asinine. These people are children. They're idiots.
Blah, 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 blah. No candidate has ever better exposed or more exposed the vicious, lying media than Donald Trump has. What a service he's done for us.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. Thanks, David. Fucking David Duke is in the motherfucking news because we got a white supremacist running for fucking president. Stay woke, 88. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Outright neo-Nazi website, The InfoStormer.
What? The InfoStormer?
One of their...
Creepy as fuck.
One of their vermin there claimed that he's not sure... I think he's disappointed. He's not sure that Trump will ever, quote, launch a full strike on the Jews.
What in the fuck does that mean? What would that entail?
Would he ever launch a full strike on the Jews who have sought to cripple his candidacy from day one?
No, how stupid. These people are
idiots. We most assuredly did not think so, but it looks like glorious leader.
Oh, shit.
Has exceeded our expectations once again, using the parasite-ridden city of West Palm Beach, Florida, to deliver a scathing attack on the, quote, interwoven thread of international finance, globalism, and the media. While he did not use the word Jew, specifically in his speech, the vast majority of Christ killers with internet influence and access immediately jumped upon the awe-inspiring rally with a rabid rage not seen since the glory days of 1930s Germany.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, hey, Donald, you got some good press.
There you go, Don.
I know you got some good press. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Republicans.
Yeah.
That are,
oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Hey, Rance Priebus. Good job, stupid. You're all fucking idiots.
Wait, hold on. Strap in.
But there's more. It's creepier.
When we're busy rounding up the kikes onto the deportation planes and trains.
Oh, my God.
I want them to understand that it was their own overreaching and neurotic insanity that brought their schemes and hustles crashing down. While I obviously do not condone even a single Jew making even a single shekel from manipulating a white man or a woman, it has to be admitted that they had it quite good in this country for generations. But instead of sitting back,
oh,
content with their profits and simple corruption of higher echelons of society...
Yeah.
The Jew sought, oh, now it's just
one
Jew, yeah.
Jesus.
The Jew sought even greater upheaval and discord, a desire driven by a sick biological drive that forever calls for the annihilation of host societies. They're parasites. This is...
Man.
This... And this guy is typing this... trying to wipe the cum droplets off because he just jerked off to Trump's speech.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Droplets. This is fucked up. This is really fucked up, man.
And now the sweet and wonderful backlash has arrived and it tastes so unbelievably delectable.
Blah. And this is what you're talking about. Trump has emboldened that asshole.
Yeah. You want to hear one more?
To speak out. Sure.
The Daily Stormer, we've talked about them before. Another neo-Nazi white nationalist site.
Endorsing Trump?
Oh, they did before.
He got an endorsement from a paper. Oh, congratulations.
They praised the speech yesterday in a post titled, Jews go into red alert at Trump's historic speech denouncing international finance, globalism, and the media. Trump affirmed what has become transparent this election. The mass media isn't biased in the innocent sense. It's the lying Jewish mouthpiece of international finance and plutocracy.
No.
But Trump encouraged the masses of people to unite and fight back against a corrupt and malicious system run by amoral bankers who meet and make policy with our politicians behind closed doors. Towards a world without borders or national sovereignty. Part of it's true. We need a rain on the banksters. They ain't all Jews, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't all Jews. Has nothing to do with Jews.
Does David Duke? Who is this? It's not David Duke.
This is the Daily Stormer.
They're making people think that the Jewish people are robbing them.
And then finally,
taking their money.
Finally, white nationalist blogger. Paul Ray Ramsey.
Okay. This makes me wish we didn't have the internet now. I mean, this guy gets to blog. Great.
Tweeted, it's interesting when Trump talks about nation-wrecking globalists that the Jews assume he's talking about them. Why would they think that?
I don't know. Because, you know, there's a history of you guys fucking hiding racism and language like that.
Well,
you know,
no, he's hiding, being sarcastic. Right. He knows that they know that that's what it means.
Yeah.
Damn.
What a scary election.
So we got neo-Nazis. We've got rape apologists.
I mean,
pedophiles.
Right.
How has he not appealed to the... He kind of has.
Yeah.
10-year-old. Right?
And, absolutely.
We had,
yes.
We had Kurt Schilling, who sounded he was doing a NAMBLA commercial.
What a fucking
did you ever
asshole.
See a little boy? Did you ever see a little boy and think he was attractive? And then she said, yeah, but I never said I would date them.
Right.
Oh, come on. It was just a joke, you know.
No, Kurt, the answer's no. The answer's no. Just like when the Hall of Fame calls you, the answer's going to be, no, you suck.
Yeah. Amazing.
No,
amazing.
Thanks, you fucking asshole.
In fucking credible.
You know, on a side note about Kurt Schilling, I was kind of thinking about this, and if that idiot thinks that him coming out saying the racist bullshit, this weird pedophile crap in the news, if he thinks that that isn't going to influence those sports writers voting for or against him on the Hall of Fame, he is smoking some wacky tobacco, baby. They hate you.
Are you saying you wouldn't vote for him?
Fuck no. Hey, listen. If he was the all-time winner in saves, I wouldn't vote for him because of that. And that
I would put Pete Rose in.
Before him?
Before,
absolutely.
In a heartbeat before him.
He is...
If you talk about moral standards...
Oh, yeah.
Pete Rose, you know, gambled his own money.
Yeah, Pete Rose did some bad shit.
I mean, there's some bad shit,
sure,
yeah.
He did some bad shit, though. But fuck Kurt Schilling.
I don't
fuck
think he's
him.
A rape apologist,
no,
though. I haven't
fuck,
heard...
No.
I haven't heard Pete Rose out there saying... It's okay that Trump grabs a little puss now and then.
God.
No worries.
Ugh.
Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jump right into the latest 700 Club.
Oh, my God.
Pat Robertson. Talking about America. And just in
Pat, this first one comes from Sharp.
We're thrilled to have back on a clip. Terry Muse.
Yes. Hello, Terry.
This is one of the Ask Pat sections.
Yes.
Where people email or, I don't know, tie a rock to a...
who knows?
Two swallows hold a coconut by the husk.
Monty Python moment.
Here is Terry Muse reading. It's called Bring It Online segment.
Fuck you.
Pat, this first one comes from Charmaine, who says, my son is a 24-year-old Christian. He just told me that his college art class was shown pictures of gay couples in long-term relationships. My son has to write a report on this. He's shocked, and all he could say is, what?
What? They showed pictures of gay couples in long-term... What is long-term relationships? Does that mean they're just... showing like advertising where one couple happens to be same sex? It's not like they're showing them deep penetration fisting porn.
I mean, if this letter is indeed true, yes.
Kind of redundant.
Deep, yeah, right.
Unless you got Trump fists.
Oh, yes. Tiny.
Then you're not going
I
deep.
Mean, like, if you... Could you imagine being this stupid? Could you just imagine being this fucking stupid?
Has to write a report on this. He's shocked, and all he could say is, what? I was wondering if he could do something to protect his rights.
Protect
he shouldn't
his-
have to go to school and have to watch that. What?
Yeah, don't go to that
college.
You
shouldn't have to look at a picture of what appears to be a same-sex couple in a long-term relationship. Probably walking in a park or eating dinner. I don't know what this picture
is. Is he an art teacher?
He's a student.
And he's taking an art class. And he doesn't want to write a report about a fucking picture.
His college art class was shown pictures of gay couples in long-term relationships.
How stupid.
And he's offended.
He's shocked, and all he could say is, what?
Fuck him.
I was wondering if he could do something to protect his rights. He shouldn't have to go to school and have to watch that. What do you think his course of action should be?
Oh, God.
That's tough. You know, in the old days, you'd say immediately go to court and say that his rights were being taken away from him.
His rights are being taken away from him because homosexuality exists.
He's got to look at a picture. No one's making anyone take a dick.
Thin-skinned, horrible little weenies these people are.
and simpletons. Absolutely mm-hmm. ignorant and stupid.
Immediately go to court and say that his rights are being taken away from him. Unfortunately, yeah. the court has now said that homosexual rights are a constitutionally protected area.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Homosexual rights are protected.
They see people
Why
as
would
people.
They not? Right.
People.
What about this, that all men are created equal shit in your, that document that says God in it that gives you the jerk offs?
Listen, Pat, I guarantee you, you've got some gay relatives. You just don't know it, maybe. You know, you could be. God, this is infuriating.
It's, yeah.
Immediately go to court and say that his rights are being taken away from him. Unfortunately, yeah. the court has now said that homosexual rights are a constitutionally protected area. So what's he going to do? I'm afraid that the.
How about shut the fuck up?
He's stumped.
This is what he needs to do. Shut the fuck up and suck it up.
Right,
gay people exist. Too bad. Right. Christians exist. I don't want to look at two Christians praying.
No.
I don't want to look at that shit either.
Maybe offended.
I'm showing a picture of your horrible Bronze Age torture device. I don't want to look at that shit. Maybe I don't want to see some guy with great abs with holes in his face and his head and his side and his hands and his feet bleeding in torture. I don't want to see that shit. Maybe that bugs me.
Just do your homework.
But guess what? I'm not gonna write into a TV show and say, oh my God, somebody showed me a picture of a crucifix. My rights are being violated.
You know, I'm kind of shocked because when I heard the letter and he started talking about pictures and stuff, I was like, well, maybe in his art class he's got a sketch, you know, a naked gay couple or something like that.
Right. No.
He's talking about people in pictures.
Long-term relationships.
Dude. Hey, relax. What kind of artist is this guy going to be? What kind of artist are you going to be?
I'm afraid that what he's going to have to do, he could write a report saying that this wasn't art and expressing the fact that why it wasn't good. And I think that would be the way to go. But he's on a bind. I mean, we're looking in a culture that is just going to pot. And
God, I hope so. We're
you.
Working on it.
Right.
There's a referendum here. That kind of pot.
You know who's in a bind? You know, gay people that have to deal with fucking homophobes like you. People who are in power like you, you fucknut.
Just going to pot. And it has given itself over to bizarre types of sexuality. And it isn't that people didn't practice these things throughout history. It's just that they didn't get constitutional sanction. I mean, 100 years ago, this would have been unthinkable.
Yeah, 100 years ago, the woman sitting next to you wouldn't have been able to vote.
To make your point, yeah. Oh, yes. Good point. God, I don't know. This is so fucking dumb.
I mean, 100 years ago, this would have been unthinkable. So what is your...
And 150-something years ago, you would have owned black people
Absolutely.
Much the way you did at your diamond mine.
Undo. I really don't think that he could win in a law case.
He can't.
He could drop out of the art class.
Goodbye.
He wants to be an art.
Bye, Felicia. Get the fuck out.
He's going to drop out of his class. See, that's so fucked up.
You should drop out of your class.
That's the
because the teacher
advice.
Showed you a picture of just maybe two guys holding hands or something. It may probably not even that. It was probably just they were. I don't know why they were showing. Maybe they were having on a family
yeah.
scene
who
or
knows?
Something. You have to paint a family scene.
What is
or
it?
Who the fuck, whatever yeah, yeah. kind of art class he was in, I don't know.
What does it say about your life? Is to deal with the world, you have to do things like, oh, I'm dropping out of that because they show gay people. I'm not participating in that because there's a gay person. I don't want to do this because there's a Muslim dude there.
And this asshole is not only saying that both of these assholes and the weenie writing in.
No, yeah.
But they're saying this class must be stopped from doing this is also what they want.
Yes.
They're decrying the fact that they can't go to court and claim that their rights are violated because someone reminded them that gay people exist.
And now I can't look at that picture. And now I can't do that report. Now no one can do it because you're weird.
Right.
Fucked up. You're offended at this.
Right.
Art class, but he wants to be an artist, and that's what they're imposing upon him. I really, you asked me what would I do. I think that's the best way to do it is to see those pictures and criticize why they aren't any good, why they're not good art. And if he's good enough at it, he might get a good grade.
Yeah. But,
that's the stupidest thing.
So he's judging the art by the subject, which is he's immediately invalidating himself as an artist. He's judging it. I don't like the subject matter, therefore the art is worthless and ineffective.
He can't see it because of that. He can't see it as art because of his homophobia.
Therefore, he's not an artist.
That's unreal.
He's not an artist. He's a drone.
That's not a creative mind. That's not the mind of a fucking artist.
He might get a good grade.
Yeah. But, you know, he might not be getting an art degree, because if you're at a liberal arts college, you have to take an art class anyway.
So that's not true, Terry, but, you know, keep going.
Arts college, you have to take an art class anyway. So, I mean, find another.
But you're exposed to these things. Look at Mapplethorpe. I mean, all that awful stuff, and they were putting it in museums.
The letter specifically says they showed a picture of gay couples in long-term relationships. They weren't showing Piss Christ from Mapplethorpe. They weren't showing the picture of the guy with his finger up the penis. They weren't showing them that shit, which gives me the grossies, too. Yeah. I ain't into that.
They're showing maybe two guys, but two girls in sweaters having Thanksgiving dinner or something.
And or walking hand in hand with a kid between them. I would never, as much as I think Mapplethorpe is gross, I don't want to look at a crucifix in urine. I don't want to necessarily look at anything that disgusting and gross either.
If I want to make that art, you're not going to object to it. You're just not going to go look at it.
I'm not going to tell you can't look at it.
Yeah.
You can look at it.
Right.
And if in class it comes up and they're studying Mapplethorpe, I may avert my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I won't, because I'm not a child. I won't.
You're not suing people.
I'll see two knuckles deep in a penis and go, oh my God, that's gross.
Right, right.
And move along with my life.
Because you're a fucking adult.
Right, right, right. I'm not out looking.
How fragile? How fragile are you, little fucking pussies? I can't deal with anything gay. I can't see two guys walking down the street together holding hands.
Right, and then therefore nobody can.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're going to impose on society that nobody can. Fuck you,
God. You know. By the way, I heard a story, and it's alleged. There's a certain dive bar. I think it's in the Los Feliz area. It's famous for their karaoke. It has a name in the title of the bar that it's a type of pollution. And I have some lesbian friends that went into that bar. They're a couple, and they were holding hands, and they were shooed out of there.
At Smog Cutter? Oh, excuse me.
That's alleged.
I accidentally said the name out loud.
Yeah, but how fucked up is that? It's so fucked up.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the older people that run it, you know, and they're just fucking idiots, I guess. Stupid. They were in there listening to music. They kissed or something, and then it's a fucking bar.
That won't last in Los Angeles at all.
Fuck off, man. I'm not giving them a fucking dime.
The American Family Research Council Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
God, this guy. Here's a deplorable right here.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, listen to this one. He's all upset about... He's still pissy because a new handbook came out from the Pentagon.
Okay.
Publishing a handbook about dealing with transgender in the military.
Right.
That's all you need to hear.
Yeah.
And know what we're about to hear.
So we see the administration pushing forward without congressional input on integrating transgenders into our nation's military. I mean, what else can this administration do to the military other than just disband it?
Well, come on.
Why
so
don't
stupid.
We just disband it?
These guys are so dumb.
Why don't you just disband it?
I mean, what we're doing is, part of being progressive is the society's more inclusive, and that's what this is about, you hateful fuck. Disband the military.
So we see the administration.
Yeah.
That's his answer.
Let me skip here because he spews off about something else, and the other guy talks, but then the money part is right about here.
Available it is to win the nation's wars. Ask yourself, how does this enhance the ability to win wars?
You know, I probably need to take it back where I said that the only thing worse the president could do would be to disband the military. Actually, that might even be better.
What?
Might be better just disband the military than allowing these gays and transgender in. We just disband it. We don't need that military anymore.
Stupid. God, you're these people are ignorant. They were just dumb people. Stupid. Low brain function. I don't know how else you get there. You're so homophobic and scared. You're such little pussies. You're such little fucking pussies. You're afraid of anything that's slightly different than you. Grow up.
Terrified.
God. Assault.
Okay, here's one of my favorite stories on this Faithless Friday. This is from, so that was Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council.
What a vomit.
And he's another one of those uptight, right-wing, Christo-fascists that just has that, I subscribe to NAMBLA's newsletter vibe about him, right?
Very creepy.
My opinion.
Yes.
Before he starts suing. Give a fuck. Bring it.
It's a party of family values. Fuck you.
So the White House in September last month.
Yes.
Had a very nice meeting.
Okay.
And a briefing with speakers about Bisexual Awareness Week.
Bisexual Awareness Week. Okay.
Apparently it wasn't that broadcast because I wasn't aware of Bisexual Awareness Week. But last month there was a Bisexual Awareness Week.
Okay.
And the White House had a bisexual community briefing.
That's awesome. Good.
Focused on raising awareness of issues important to the bisexual community. One of the speakers there was a man named Victor Raymond. He is a Native American, an Indian.
Okay.
Of the Rosebud Sioux tribe. He identifies as a two-spirit. You know, they ain't all uptight about that shit in some of the Native American cultures. They call themselves two-spirits.
Okay.
It means he likes to do everything.
That's nice. I think that's nicer than bisexual. That's a little bit more, I don't know, fucking festive.
He gave a speech.
Yes.
About how LGBT people have always been part of his culture.
Yeah.
Called upon their ancestors and the spirit of what they call Wakatanka. is general spiritualness, sure. I guess, in their tongue.
Right on.
To guide the words and thoughts so that we can speak true and strong. Okay. Quote, as bisexual people, we've always been here. Among my people, the Lakota Sioux, two-spirit people, bisexual, gay, lesbian people, as they are known, transgender people, were given the gift of medicine to share with members of the tribe. So they're saying that because of their difference, it makes the whole tribe better.
Okay.
So they look at lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender people as a gift from the spirit world to help medicine to share with members of their tribe.
Diversity.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Damn. That's awesome.
He says, now we're faced with new times when bisexual people, two-spirit people, others that we know as LGBTQ, are not recognized and our place in the community is questioned. But bi and trans people, particularly now amongst many tribes and communities, by bisexual, transgender, Native American women in particular, face challenge and discrimination. We stand with them and with all people whose place is no longer recognized.
Awesome. Man, that's fucking awesome. That's inspirational.
Over at Matt Barber's Barbed Wire site, who are making...
Matt Barber. I don't remember him.
That's his life. It's his life's mission.
Is he anti-gay?
To eradicate the gay.
Oh, wonderful. That's what you picked? That's your mission? Wow. You're an asshole.
About Matt Barber over at the Barbed Wire site, his
what an asshole
bio. He writes for WND, The Blaze, Washington Times, Town Hall.
Oh, God. What a scourge.
He used to be a professional boxer, I guess. Oh, so that's wow. kind of interesting.
Great. And he can hit people. He's this big homophobic dickhead fuck, and he's a big scary dude. Great. Lovely.
Over at Barbed Wire, though, however, they have an opinion about what happened.
Yes.
And on the 10th, they released a story with the headline, "Bisexual Indian Invokes Demons at White House."
God, that's what it's like to be stupid. That is what it is like to be a fucking idiot. You're worried about demons flying through the air. Could you imagine being that stupid? You're just scared of everything.
A homosexual culture is a culture of demon possession.
Called Ghostbusters.
Has the White House turned into a haunt of demons? The first step for a visitation of such spirits is invocation, which was made at the White House. Homosexual spirits heard. Ooh. Their presence is in the place where they were invoked until their expelling, which can be done only by people who know and use the authority of Jesus' name.
No,
he
God
says there's going to have to be an exorcism.
Oh, I want
to
see it.
At the White House.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Matt. I want to see what bullshit you do. Don't you want to see this? This exorcism? What do you do? Come in a sock. So stupid. God.
Raymond also said, members of the bisexual community need to support Black Lives Matter, a black-oriented socialist movement.
Oh, yeah.
As part of standing for other communities. Socialist ideology in partnership with homosexual demons.
Homosexual demons, so like a gay Slimer. Is that what we're worried about? Like,
well, but it makes sense to him because both Native American and African religions are all about the gay.
Yes.
Quote, an interaction between spirits of homosexuality and Indian religions is not uncommon. In Brazil, the most prominent homosexualists are adherents of African and Indian religions, very similar to voodoo.
Oh, come on.
These religions embrace all forms of homosexuality as a gift from their gods.
Oh, yeah.
Such deities are considered demons in the Christian worldview. So, when we're saying, oh, my God, look at these other cultures that are far more advanced than ours as far as treating our homosexual LGBTQ brethren, sisterin, and otherin.
Yes.
They are considering them demons.
So fucking stupid. It's really amazing.
In Christianity and Judaism, homosexuality is accepted only when there is apostasy in those religions.
What is an apostasy?
It means, it's the no true Christian fallacy. It means that these churches that are Christian religion churches around the world now that are saying, you know what, we love everybody, including our gay brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We don't care about the gay marriage thing. Jesus said, love everybody, let God sort it out. We're going to do that. Some of them are saying that.
Okay.
And they're saying that's apostasy. You've left the Lord. You're given the middle finger to the Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father himself.
So what does Matt Barber want to do?
Triple shockers.
Yes, all around. Does he want to sage the White House or something? Is that what you need? I don't know. How do you get rid of these demons?
He
the Secret Service,
he says,
man.
In Indian religions heavily affected by witchcraft.
Oh, yeah.
No apostasy is necessary for a homosexual presence in their practices because homosexuality is active among their witch doctors.
Witch doctors.
And its adherents.
Witch doctors be fucking, baby.
Sounds like witch doctors. Might have been
sucking everybody off. Amazing.
Touching every hole that came in, front or back.
How do they got any time to witch or doctor?
So over at Barbed Wire, they're saying that once the... I guess you got to wait till the Kenyan Muslim moves out, right?
Yeah, fucking font of ignorance.
They're going to have to... they're going to have yes. an exorcism.
Absolutely.
To get rid of the gay Indian demons.
We're going to have to wash that shit out.
God,
gay Indian demons. It's the name of my band.
The bisexual community briefing. This is how he ends it.
What?
This is how this little Christo-fascist bedwetter or pantsweater ends it.
I'm an idiot.
The bisexual community briefing focused on policy and cultural issues of significance for the American bisexual community. Spirits focused on the invisible, lethal, and destructive.
How scary.
He added that last
part. Oh, yeah. Oh, did he really?
The rest was in quotes.
Author's
he
license.
Added that whole lethal and destructive
God,
part.
It's so fucking crazy. That's the stupidest thing I've ever
hilarious.
Heard.
Hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
Do you think people read that and they're like, oh, my God, look at this news. There's
right?
big gay demons in the White House,
we
guys.
We gotta grab the snakes and the holy oil. We got to go cleanse. How ironic that they want to go cast ridiculous magic.
Yes.
To try to counteract.
Ridiculous magic.
Well, it wasn't really ridiculous magic because he was invoking just that Wankantanka is a... Just a general spirit, spiritualness, spiritual. You know, it's bullshit from
right.
what us mincing atheists believe.
Right, yeah, it's ridiculous,
but it's far less offensive than any of this Christo-fascist Muslim.
Yes.
Bullshit.
What is the but what is their fear that the gay demon is going to do? Let's say there is a gay demon in the White House. What are they afraid of? Like the gay demon's going to
maybe add some splash of color.
Oh no.
Possibly.
God, that is the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
That's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm exhausted.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure Trump will be providing us with a cornucopia of news for Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Join us all next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. Then we're on iTunes. Then we're on Stitcher. Then we're at crabdiving.com. Please leave us good reviews anywhere. It helps us spread the crabs. Don't forget to go to our Amazon hole. If you're going to buy anything on the internet, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's Got Rated, our comedy show, followed by Sloppy Seconds.
Actually, not this weekend.
Oh, wait, not this weekend.
The show's off, but it'll be on next
weekend. Well, you would find that out if you go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter, @RatedRComedy on the Instagram, or to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Watch out for bisexual Indian spirits.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.